It's Check On Sports this morning on Robinhood Radio. In NFL news, the NFL is set to drop all COVID restrictions for the 2022 season, according to reports. Ex-Sooners quarterback Spencer Rattler is ready for a restart. He'll be playing at South Carolina this year. He's not sure how things went sideways when he was Oklahoma's quarterback. He just knows it was time for a reset, and he believes he's found his home in South Carolina. Minor league baseball and hockey teams are seeking COVID-19 relief, laying off 17 people. The Charlotte Checkers front office, 25, felt like gutting a team for chief operating officer Tara Black. The front office team is important to the team as the team on the ice. Similar scenes played out across the rest of the American Hockey League. Unlike major professional sports leagues that could play games in empty stadiums and arenas, thanks to TV and streaming revenue, the minors are almost entirely reliant on attendance to stay afloat. A minor league baseball survey found the average team lost over 91% of revenue from pre-pandemic levels, a result of the entire 2020 season being canceled, and the American Hockey League reported league-wide revenue down 85% to 95% from its last full season in 2018 and 2019. Taking a look at other sports news, the Major League Baseball owners and the union met for 1.5 hours, and they discussed their next step in talks. Deputy Commissioner Dan Halem and Chief Union Negotiator Bruce Meyer met for 1.5 hours yesterday, discussing major issues in the stalled talks to reach a deal that would end Major League Baseball's lockout. And Tom Clavin has predicted what the MLB lockout would do to the games. Quote, fans are being impacted. He said the lockout will hurt the game in the grand scheme, and the former Atlanta Braves and New York pitcher says it's just plain not good. In golf news, Rory McIlroy shot a 65 to get another great start at Bay Hill, a 7-under 65, and he has reasons to expect a score like this at Bay Hill, not so much because of the course, but rather the day of the week. He also called the fallout from Phil Mickelson's Saudi Golf League's remark unfortunate. And in college basketball, number 2 Arizona pulled away late for a win over Stanford in the Pac-12 regular season title game. Meanwhile, number 6 Kansas slipped past TCU. They remained tied atop the Big 12. And number 2 Stanford women topped Oregon State 57-44 in Pac-12 quarters. That is a check on sports here on Robinhood Radio.